And we promise you we're going to talk about some of the Phillips ball fields there. And we have Jody Podmalik with us to do that. We haven't had her on for, I don't know, a year or more or so.
It's been over a year, yes.
Yeah, to update it. We had kind of communicated a few months ago, but it never happened. So it's good to see you. Good
Thank
to have
you.
You in the studio. And we're talking about, of course, the big development there right by the football fields that people have seen develop over the last, I don't know, when did that start? When did the whole project start for you and TJ?
Well, that whole project's been, let's see, probably 18 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So
really
heavy in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. The real transformation in the last 5 years. So talk about what the entire complex. Is there a name for the entire complex?
So
I refer to it correctly?
The entire complex is called Forward Park.
Okay. All right.
And then we just have the three fields, the gardens, the volleyball courts, dog park, okay. Walking trail, and all that that we're adding.
Okay. All right. And then we have three ball fields.
Yep.
There, right? To just talk a little bit about what it took for this all to come together for those maybe that haven't ventured off the main road there in Phillips and seen that beautiful facility, because you had a lot of companies, businesses, individuals invest time and money to make it happen, right?
Yes, we did. It all started, I applied for a grant with Forward Bank. We received that and then started from there. We tried to use all the local businesses we possibly could, so everybody pretty much was done in Price County except for the bleachers. We bought the bleachers, but we put them together, so I still consider that as, you know, Price County work. So
sure.
Tons of volunteers make this happen. TJ and I put in countless hours,
mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of great volunteers that help out regularly, and then we have the coaches, concession stand workers, umpires, all that stuff to keep the program going strong.
Yeah, so the three fields, is it two softball, one baseball? Is that what we have?
Yeah, it's two softball, one baseball. The large field can actually be a little league or softball. We just have to move the pegs and the bases. Right now, we added co-ed softball to it, so we have it set for that for the rest of the season.
Okay, all right. So what were one or two of the biggest obstacles as you go into this? There's so much that goes into having a field being stable, the dirt, the ground. I mean, you can't just take a farm field and say, oh, it's a baseball field now. I mean, there's so many things that go into not only making it happen, but then making sure it's sustainable for years. Otherwise, the dirt will wash away and stuff like that. So what were a couple of the biggest challenges, I think, of you and TJ had to work through for this?
I would say the biggest challenge is just coordinating everything. There was a few projects going on at the time, so we received some fill. We had to raise the one end of the park up over 18 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to make it level. The whole reason this started is every time it rained, we'd have to cancel a game, even if it was just a few sprinkles, because there was no drainage and it just sat with a puddle. So that was our first thing we were going to do, is fix the drainage. And then it just kind of...
It went from there,
yeah.
Well, you have a passion for this, but TJ has a passion for this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he loves the groundskeeping and keeping
absolutely
everything.
Absolutely loves it, and he does a fantastic job.
Yeah, and that's... If a facility like that is going to be maintained and look the way it is, you have to have someone like TJ who's just kind of obsessed with doing that, right? It has to happen, right?
Yeah, he's obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with the concessions and, you know, doing all the organizing and all that stuff. So it works out well. It's a good partnership between us.
Yeah. So have we had tournaments there, or is that kind of the future
yeah.
of what we're looking at there
we
also?
We had a 12U tournament this year. We had four teams down. We're looking at hosting like the Northwoods tournament for 10 and 12-year-olds next year, and then just doing some more local stuff. So.
Okay. All right. And, of course, that's turned into just a great complex there because, of course, you have the baseball field that's right there and the football field, and now you have that. The high school softball team eventually will come there, I would guess, right? They have their own field, but...
It's in the works, I think. It just kind of depends on how everything goes out. It'd be great to have them down there. Then we kind of have baseball and softball right there together.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. It's if you haven't done so, folks, just go over by the high school football baseball field there and take a little drive down where the traditional Little League fields are, because if you haven't been there in a few years, you'll be amazed. Now, I played there, coached there with my son when it was the old school one, you know, the old bathrooms and all that stuff.
Oh, don't remind me of that.
And I just, I drive through there and I went through a couple weeks ago with my wife. I just stopped and I just said, wow. I said, this is just, what a transformation.
Well,
just,
thank you.
Yeah, just absolutely fabulous. And I'm sure you have big dreams in the future of banging, like you said, the Northwoods tournament and other events there, because it is that quality of a complex to host some pretty nice events, right?
Yeah, the reason I like it is because it's off the beaten trail and it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the funding for it, does that continue, or is it pretty much done? Or?
Oh, we could just fundraise forever. we do a couple big fundraisers. We start off, well, it'd be March, we do the Winter Golf Classic. This last year we did it at Westwood Golf Course, and then we do the calendar raffles. We have the kids sell raffles, and that money goes back into the facilities. Right now we're doing our mom fundraiser.
Okay.
People can go on our Facebook page and see how you order the moms, and then they pick them up, and then the funds go to our program. And then the last one we kind of do is we work the Packer games. We work 5 games this year. We're given a booth, and then a certain amount of funds come to us, and then like all the tips come to us. So that's a really great fun time because the atmosphere at Lambeau Field is unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you get the same section every time, or they kind of move you around?
So when we first started, it was moving all over, so we never knew what we were doing. This year, This year is really nice because we're on the main level, and we're in the same booth all 5 games. We're at the last half, so it's okay. Kind of nice when we have them. We did the family night a couple times, and people from Phillipswood were at the game, so they'd stop by the booth and say hi, and it was just kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And the people that go over, obviously some of the parents and
you have to be 16 or older to do it.
Yeah.
We have pretty mostly adults, and then we've had a really good crew of kids that came the past couple years, so...
Yeah.
Sad thing is, though, they've all graduated, so we need to start on a fresh
crop. Yeah, we're all going to college now, so she has to find some new people. But, last year when we went, it was a lot of fun, me and 3 of my friends. So, it was...
Yeah, Ileana, you got to play some games over there, I'm sure, at the fields, right? Yeah.
Play, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Be a part of that and enjoy the field and help out a little bit, too, right?
Yeah.
What a great treasure it is. And having talked to TJ and how that's progressed, I'm sure there are more dreams that he wants to do, right? He's just not going to stop, right?
Right. So his goals and my goals are a little bit different. So we got to get those on the same page a little bit. So we're working on the batting cage. AC Carpet's going to come down and glue that down for us. We're hoping to do that this week. We have the pavers to hopefully finish up this year. We're going to add the warning tracks to at least hopefully 2 of the softball fields this year, so it's a little bit safer.
Yeah.
We have the walking trail we're going to continue working on. We added co-ed softball and volleyball down at the park this year, so it was really it was really nice getting the facility used by more people, different people. It's very family orientated, so that's really nice. I love watching people bring their kids. They throw a blanket down. Kids just sit and play. And then, the parents get to have a good time, too.
Yeah,
so.
Very good. All right. Well, very good, Jody. Thank you so much for the update on the Forward Field. Do I have that
Forward
right?
Park, yeah.
Forward Park, okay. They're a big contributor, obviously, to it. A beautiful facility when you're in Phillips. Go check it out over there by the football field. You will be amazed, and even more things to come.
Yeah, we actually... had a sign made. That took a lot of work. I had to go through all the state stuff. So it's actually Ballpark Drive is the road that leads back there now. Yeah. You have to jump on First Street for a block or a house width, and then it switches to Ballpark Drive. So
nice.
Those are all the little things that we've been doing that people don't really see, things that just happen.
You would think you just put a sign up, right?
Oh, it's not just putting a sign up. No. We put signs up on the state highway, and that was a task to get that done, but yeah. It's done. People know where the park is, and they can go there and have a good time.
Well, thank you to you and TJ and all the folks involved for doing that, because it really is a treasure that'll be used for years and maybe generations to come here. It's a fantastic legacy to have, so it's pretty cool. So
thank you.
You betcha. Thank you, Jody. We'll have you on again hopefully in less than a year with an update.
That sounds good.
What's going on. So if you're at the Packer games, the last five home Packer games of the year, look for the Phillips crew there manning one of the concession stands on the lower level. Or
yeah, I can't remember a number. It's like 132 or something. So
yeah, you'll see them. You'll see the logger orange, you bet.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.